Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Evolutionary biologists are gaining a better understanding of just how flight evolved, but the when of it all is still a bit up in the air. Gareth Dyke, senior lecturer in vertebrate paleontology at the University of Southampton, describes a discovery that sheds some light on when it all happened.
The origin of flapping and gliding flight in birds is hugely debated by evolutionary biologists and paleontologists. In order to evolve flapping, birds needed to develop a complex suite of muscles in their chests and arms, all features inherited from their dinosaur ancestors. This much, at least, we do know. Living birds are the descendants of theropod dinosaurs, fast-running, meat-eating carnivores like T-Rex and Velociraptor. Over the last 15 years or so, new fossil discoveries, especially from rocks around 120 million years old in China, have revolutionized our view of the early history of birds and their ancestry. We know vastly more about the anatomy of dinosaurs, early birds, and can speak with authority on complex questions like the evolution of feathers. Most of the known groups of theropods, or beast-footed dinosaurs, possessed feathers of some kind or another. For example, T-Rex was likely covered in a downy feathered coat, more like a giant chick than a lizard. New fossil discoveries have not yet provided an answer to the age-old question of bird flight origins, however. If anything, new fossils of dinosaurs and early birds have made this puzzle more complex. Flight of various kinds, including gliding and flapping, appear to have been widespread amongst small dinosaurs. Gone are the days when paleontologists debated the trees-down versus ground-up hypotheses for bird flight origins. Our most recent discovery, a small feathered dinosaur called Eosinopteryx, further complicates the story. Eosinopteryx was a small running dinosaur that had well-developed feathers, but not on its legs. This was an animal that had developed feathering, but that was likely not using its legs for gliding, as many similar small dinosaurs did. Even more confusing, our evolutionary analysis shows that Eosinopteryx and Archaeopteryx, long considered the first bird, are not really birds at all, but more closely related to other small-bodied theropod dinosaurs.
That was Gareth Dyke of the University of Southampton. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. The birds, they sing.